Hey guys, so today I want to break down the three UGC video formats that are printing money for mobile apps in 2025. I recently released five UGC videos that have been doing really well, and I wanted to follow up with this because I've seen that these formats are working so well right now, and I just had to release this episode. Before we get into it, here's a little bit more about your hosts. My brother and I have built a community of over 10 million followers, worked with more than 50 brands, and have driven over a million users to some amazing apps. We've had the privilege to partner with Y Combinator, Mindvalley, Cloaked, and many more apps. I'm your host, Shrikar Kara, and you're listening to Scaling Your App with Content. All right, so let's get started, guys. Every viral app that you're seeing on TikTok right now is using probably one of these three UGC formats, and we've been testing them across multiple apps, and today I want to break down exactly what's working in mobile growth. So I still believe TikTok and Instagram Reels are the number one channel for mobile app growth, but not every single content style works super well. It's definitely worth testing and trying everything, but I would say these are the ones that have consistently worked a lot better. And we've worked with some apps that have done 100 million plus views and scaled to 6 to 7 figures in MRR. And these are the three UGC videos that I think are just going to keep doing well in the future. So if you're an app founder, then definitely listen because these formats are going to change the game for you. All right, so number one is going to be reaction-based content. I like to call this the iPic method because we actually had a client called iPic who has crushed it with this. This format works super well because it basically just triggers instant curiosity. And the moment you can trigger curiosity is the moment you're going to succeed with social media. So here's some examples of what I mean. I'll give you some hooks that you guys might like and you can actually use for your own app. So number one is we stopped strangers to show them how their blank really looks. So this works for iPic really well because they show people's eyes with AI. So they used to say, hey, we stopped strangers to show them how their eyes really look. You can use this for your app. And what I would plug in there is like your app results. So we stopped strangers to show them how their, if you have like a gym app, how their body in 30 days actually will look like. So like you're triggering curiosity through what your app does or shows. And this would be your app result. And this would work really well for apps that show some sort of transformation. Another way you can do this is you won't believe their reaction when we showed them blank. So when we showed them app feature, again, you'd plug in what your app does. And then finally, number three is nobody is ready for blank. And then again, your app's unique result gets plugged in here. These are all formats that I've used and worked really, really well. Like they've gotten millions of views on their videos. And I think if you have some sort of unique result that your app shows or does, these formats work super well, these hooks. And here's why it works. So number one, it's a hook first format. Anytime you have some sort of really insane hook that you start with, it's going to trigger curiosity and grab attention. So people are going to actually watch the video instead of scrolling. Number two, it feels super raw and real, and it looks super native to the platform because it's like just showing them what the productivity transformation may look like, what the gym transformation may look like whatever the transformation it is that you're showing, it's super native. And then finally, it's super easy to scale with this. So if you have the right feature on your app, any niche can use it as long as you just show what that transformation is. So if your app changes something visual or basically shows something that happens or creates a prize, then I would say definitely go for this format. All right, number two is going to be a simple before and after transformation. So this is definitely one of the most shareable formats because it improves or enhances something for the user. And some example hooks for this are going to look like number one, day one versus day 30 using blank. So like this could be your app name. It could be what your app does, like a feature, but basically just showing the difference between day one and day 30. Another one is I used blank. So blank would be your app for 7 days. And here's what happened. And then they would talk about their transformation, show it even better if they have some sort of visual to be able to show it. And then finally, number three is we tracked every detail using blank, again, your app, and then the results were insane. So as you guys can see, all of the hooks that I just mentioned, the three hooks, are more results oriented, like before and after. And again, this creates curiosity. Anytime you create curiosity, you're going to get viewers to stick around. And why this works really well is three reasons. Number one, this turns results into content, which is super good for storytelling. And if you can storytell really well, you'll crush it. Number two, it builds a lot of trust. Everybody wants to see proof before they download something. So if you can show that it actually works or like some sort of result happens and you really show it on the screen with like a visual, people will be able to trust it a lot more and actually download your app. And then finally, number three is it just replays like crazy. And that works really well for retention because users want to keep seeing the full transformation. Like, I don't know about you, but for me, when I watch a transformation video, I go back to the beginning to see what they look like 5 times just because I see myself in that position and I'm like visualizing myself in that person. And so replays are going to be huge here. People are going to keep going back. And again, because it's a 60-second or shorter video, this is going to massively improve retention and get you a lot more people to your app. I would say this works really well for like fitness, finance, health, habit tracking, or even some AI powered apps, especially if there's like some before and after feature. And then finally, number three is going to be some sort of experimentation or live challenge. This works really, really well because it taps into audience engagement. And anytime you can create some sort of movement, people are going to be very interested. It's why all these big movements do super well. And you can actually do this with a quick video. Here's how I would do it. I'll give you three examples. So number one is I'm using blank app for 30 days. Follow along. So you have like a creator show along their journey of using your app. And then you'd actually have to show what the app does and things like that. Number two is we gave three strangers app and tracked their results in real time. So again, like your app has to do something for them. And then number three is 100 people are testing blank app for a week. Here's what happened. So you can see that all of these are kind of like more people are involved. They're using it. And then we're just kind of following along the journey. So it's very similar to the before and after, but you're not just showing the after right there. You're actually taking them through the journey. And the reason it works really well is because people want updates. And so this is basically just like built-in retention and follow-ups. And then number two is it actually gets people to participate. Fans and influencers can recreate this. This works super well. I actually made an episode on SeatGeek and how they created some sort of movement with like giving away free passes. In the same way, if you can get other people to make video content that just basically replicates this format, or like everyone is starting to do this format and it becomes some sort of trend, that's like the unlock for your app's growth. And then finally, number three is like more social proof. So basically, it's just more trust. If many people are using it, it must be good. That's like what most people think. And hopefully it is good. But yeah, the more people that can use it, the better, the more trust, the more people that are going to download the app. So if you want some sort of long-term engagement and you want a lot of community-driven growth, then I would definitely try more of like a challenge format that keeps people watching. Now, this is definitely the hardest one because you want to get people to actually think about why they're following along. Your app needs to be insanely good, or you need to come up with something very unique, like giving away things. Like for example, SeatGeek gave away passes, like I mentioned. So figure out how you can give away something and then create some sort of movement around it where creators post about it. And this works really well with influencers especially too, and not just UGC. All right, so that's basically it for this episode, guys. I think the biggest apps on TikTok are using one of these three formats right now. I would definitely try all of them. Just iterate, scale the winners. And if you're an app founder, just know that you're one UGC away from unlocking your next 100,000 users. That's right, just one UGC video away. We've had many apps that came to us that created one video that did insanely well, just skyrocketed them overnight. And I do believe you guys can do the same. So just keep posting, keep trying, making your content better, and overall something will work out. Thanks for listening. Be sure to rate and review this podcast, and we'll see you in the next one.